This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
As always, you can take control of the airwaves, bring in whatever you want. If we get the chance, we'll talk more about, or we'll talk some, we have yet to talk about Anonymous here in moments, and the so-called Humanity Party, which we predicted correctly here on Free Talk Live, was not actually part of Anonymous. And we can talk more about that here and why it matters in moments. With you in the studio, though, it's Ian,
Cody,
and Johnson.
Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts, and we can rehash the spirituality/science discussion that we had, slash BS discussion in the last hour. But first, we got Craig. He's in Ventura, California, via Skype. Hi, Craig.
Hey, how you doing, Ian? How you doing, guys?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight, Craig? Go ahead.
Well, I just opened up my computer, and I just saw this article that just came out from Rolling Stone about why you shouldn't vote for Gary Johnson.
Oh, interesting.
And it's of course it lists all the reasons why not just Republicans but Democrats shouldn't vote for him because the reasons are. Have nothing to do with why libertarians say you shouldn't vote for him.
Oh, I don't know if I would say you shouldn't vote for him. He probably is the lesser of the evils. If you feel you must vote in the national election, it seems like Gary Johnson's probably still the best choice. He's
probably
not really
better than Jill Stein.
Right. He's not really a libertarian, but I wouldn't say you shouldn't vote for him. But what are their reasons?
Well, their reasons are all of his libertarian positions are the reasons you shouldn't vote for him.
So,
like, I'll give you some examples here.
Okay.
Okay. They say you shouldn't vote for him because he's against free college tuition, and because he has no problem with Citizens United. He doesn't worry about big money in politics.
Mm, okay.
And the only thing
to liberals.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. And then, so you shouldn't vote for him because he's not against fracking. And
okay.
About the only thing here that I would agree with is his stance that he's in favor of the TTP.
Okay. TTP.
Then he says
he's in favor.
Then he
of TTP?
Says if you're against the. The Keystone Pipeline that Gary Johnson doesn't have a problem with it, or also the minimum wage. Gary Johnson has no problem. You know, he thinks the minimum wage is a non-issue. In other words, most people don't work for the minimum wage, so it's a non-issue. In other words, and then all the things there's a whole list of things.
Interesting. Now, give me some of the ones you're sharing with the conservatives. Why are they saying conservatives should not vote for Gary?
Okay. Well, because he's in favor of legalizing marijuana.
I figured that'd be on the list.
Yeah. He says you shouldn't vote for him if you're a conservative. You know, you shouldn't vote for him. Also, the transgender bathroom issue is important to you. If that's important to you as a conservative, Johnson thinks it's a non-issue.
Okay.
It shouldn't be important to anybody.
Okay.
That was the dumbest thing to ever happen in the news.
I know.
I think this is very interesting, and it's an indicator that the libertarians this year, and again, I don't want to call Gary Johnson really much of a libertarian, but the Libertarian Party is really making a splash this year, unlike previous years. I mean, I don't know if this is the cover story for Rolling Stone, but it sounds like it's a feature piece. This isn't just a quick blurb, right? I mean, is this a multi-page piece?
Yeah, it's a pretty long article.
This is a hit piece. I mean, this is a straight-up hit piece against
Johnson. It's a total hit piece. And the fact that they would even write this article shows that he must he must be making waves.
He absolutely is. Now, you know, I can't say that his results in the polls are particularly encouraging. I mean, he's not likely going to make it into the debates. He's not even close on that. He's like polling at around 8 or 9%, and you got to get 15% on in an average of the various different polls that the Commission on Presidential Debates has selected. So I wouldn't get my hopes up real hard on that. But nonetheless, it's clear that whoever it is, the powers that be behind Rolling Stone feel like he's a threat to the status quo in some way, shape, or form. Otherwise, they would do what most media does with libertarians and ignore him completely. So the fact that they're not, ignoring him, the fact that they're actually going on an all-out attack and trying to convince people from both political parties to not vote for him is absolutely fascinating. And I got to hand it to him. Obviously, he's done something right. The campaign has done something right in order to get this kind of attack. Because, well, as they say, you don't take flack unless you're over the target.
He certainly picked the right election to run. And I think, Gary Johnson ran in the last election
did
not make a huge splash because Ron Paul was running. Right.
Well, Ron Paul certainly distracted from Johnson, although Ron Paul was out of the election after the primary.
Yeah, true.
And Johnson was not.
And at this point, a lot of people are going like, a lot of Republican Democrats, you know, regular muggle type people are going, well, I hate both of these idiots. Who else do we got? You know, and then I think a lot of these people who are looking at Gary Johnson are the type of people who are like, well, what is this libertarian? Let me do a Google search on this libertarian thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but the people like me who have been into this since 2006, I'm looking at Gary Johnson and being like, that's all you got?
Yeah, it's not impressive for us. And I hope that you're right, Cody, and that people are actually Googling libertarianism after they hear about Gary Johnson, and maybe that will explain to them what the principles of liberty are if they actually look into the ideas rather than the man. Because if they look into the man and they don't know what the ideas are, they're going to think all kinds of things are true about libertarianism that are not true because of this guy. I mean, we were just talking earlier about apparently he supports a carbon tax. So that's definitely not good news there. Craig, but I would say what you're saying is good news, meaning that he is under attack. So kudos to Johnson for that one. I think he deserves credit.
Yeah. Well, they made a big deal out of the fact that he has about 10 times the support this election than he did the last election. They made a big deal. And so I think that's probably what prompted them to do this.
Right. Hey, thanks for sharing that.
And the thing is that most of the people that I know, the average person, the man on the street, who just swallows every bit of conventional politics that they see on television and hear on the radio, they look at the libertarian platform and they think that it's insane.
If anyone were to actually look at the platform, I mean, I don't know how many people actually take
a lot. A lot of people have.
Really?
A lot of people I know have because of the fact that he's doing, 10 times more in the polls than he had in the past.
Cool. I've never really read the platform in any detail, I understand the principles, so I don't really need to.
Yeah, well, I think you would agree pretty much with a lot of the platform.
I would. The parts I have seen, I do like.
Yeah.
I mean, they have stayed.
Yeah.
The platform of the party has stayed relatively true to the party's principled roots, while the candidates for the party and the members of the party have strayed away from those roots and have gone towards populism or whatever you want to say.
Yeah, what would be effective would be for them to get into the debates and be able to explain, because any opponent's going to bring up the points that are in the platform, and they're going to bring them up and say, well, how can we end welfare, or how can we end our involvement in foreign on foreign soil,
which I doubt Gary Johnson is even calling for.
People think that's crazy.
Well, and I doubt Gary Johnson's even calling for those things. So what I've seen happen in the CNN town hall, the first one, I didn't watch the second one, the first CNN town hall, they cornered him, and apparently they did it again in the second one. They cornered Johnson with what the platform actually says, which is different from what Johnson is saying. You said you wanted to legalize cannabis, but you don't want to legalize other drugs. It says here in the Libertarian Party platform that the party is in favor of ending all prohibitions. I mean, how do you rectify that? Or, and he's got no real answer for it. I mean, he gets caught like a deer in headlights.
In the Rolling Stone article, they said that he did make the statement that we'd be better off if all drugs were legal, which he did make that statement at one point.
Yeah, he kind of beats around the bush at it, but won't actually take the stand that that should happen during his presidency.
Right,
hey,
right,
Craig, great call, man. Thanks for bringing that forward here tonight.
Okay.
It's good news for the Johnson campaign, and thanks for the call tonight. And, you know, I'll take whatever good news I can get when it comes to the poor, poor Libertarian Party. I mean, they are floundering out there, and it's the best time to be talking about our ideas. It's Free Talk Live.
I'm Governor Gary Johnson. Like 60% of you, I'm not impressed by the two-party system. It's a dinosaur. It's outmoded and no longer reflects today's America. Two-party politics doesn't work, and it hasn't worked for anybody but itself in decades. If we the people are wise, we will never again elect another president from within the entrenched, corrupt, co-opted two-party system. The office of president should serve the needs of everyone equally, with respect, and with fairness. I did it as governor, I'll do it as president. Google me. 60% of you have said you want another choice in 2016, and now you have one in me. We the people have a chance to do something in 2016 that may not come around again in our lifetimes. We have a legitimate chance to elect one of our own to the highest office in the land. Give me your vote one time and see what a difference one election can make.
Our best America yet. Johnson Weld, 2016.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2016.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from digestive issues like heartburn, acid reflux, IBS, and constipation? Probimune is your answer. Probimune is a brand new probiotic that has been scientifically proven to deliver high quantities of viable good bacteria to your gut to boost your digestive system and improve your overall health. This unique, powerful blend of probiotic strains, coupled with our industry-leading proprietary fermentation process, delivers a maximized bacterial colonization to the gut that no other probiotic can match. Start improving your health today. Visit younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off first-time orders. Maintaining digestive health is crucial to the body's overall well-being. Don't suffer from negative effects of poor digestion any longer. Order today. Younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can join us. The toll free number is 855-450-FREE. And of course you can bring up anything you want. 855-450-3733. Skype username is lrn.fm. If you got Bitcoin or Ether or Dash, I want you to download the official wallet of Free Talk Live. It's called Jax, and you can get it at jaxx.io or your Google or Apple app stores. There's no wallet like Jax. It can not only have Bitcoin and Ether, but also just added with their most recent update, Dash, which is a new kind of, or newer anonymous currency, cryptocurrency. Very, very cool stuff because you can actually shapeshift between one currency and another in the app. So it used to be you had to sign up for an exchange and go through an ID check and, you know, jump through all ridiculous, a bunch of ridiculous AML KYC hoops. That stands for anti-money laundering, know your customers, all these laws that these companies that are running these exchanges have to jump, hoops they have to jump through. Well, with the Jax app, you can just do it all there in the app. You don't have to sign up for anything. You just go to jax.io, download the app, get it installed, and put your Bitcoin or your Ether or Dash in there, and you can shift between one and the other if you want to. Or not. It's up to you. It's free to use, of course. It's created by Anthony DiOrio. He was one of the founders of Ethereum. And it's also easy to back up your wallet and recover your funds with Jax. You never have to worry about losing your phone. So long as you've backed up your wallet, you're good to go. Jax is striving to give you your command over your digital life, coins, contracts, currencies, identity, and more. It's your digital command center in the palm of your hand, and it's the official wallet of Free Talk Live. Jax, JAXX.io. Plus, it's cross-platform. So even if you don't have a smartphone, or if you've got a smartphone and a laptop or a desktop or whatever, you know, Windows, Linux, Mac, smartphones, whatever operating system you've got, there's probably a Jax for you. Go to JAXX.io and download it today as we go to your phone calls and thoughts. We can talk more about spirituality versus atheism here in moments, or Anonymous, which I've been teasing here all night. We'll go first, though, to your calls and thoughts. We got David. He's in North Carolina on Skype. Hi, David.
Hey, how's it going? Hey. So I think it's sort of kind of apropos. Johnson was talking earlier about the study regarding BS detection, followed yes. by a Johnson, why not to vote for Johnson call? Because, you know, I actually just read a story today that evidently Bake the Cake Johnson is now saying that there's a market solution to the so-called global warming problem, and that he's in favor of what he calls a fee on carbon, which I
think doesn't sound like a market solution at all. It sounds like a government tax.
Yeah, it sounds like violence, and that's not cool. Right. So, you know, my thing is, going back to something you said with the other caller, is that, you know, in your estimation, you thought, you know, voting for Johnson wasn't, I guess, to put words in your mouth a little bit, maybe not pointless, and that he was, quote, the lesser of two evils, right?
I would say he's the lesser of four evils.
Right, well, the lesser of, you know, X, whatever X is, yeah. Evils, right? So I guess my question is, at what point is he not the lesser of X evils, right?
I don't know, because the more he opens his mouth, the more difficult it is for me to make that statement. I can tell you that.
Right, I mean, but, I mean, seriously, at some point, I mean, don't people just, aren't they better off just saying, you know, that number one, statistically, my vote's not going to make a difference, so there's that. But number
That's
two,
true.
Even if it did choose between these clowns, is probably not going to make, you know, me better off, maybe somebody else better off, but certainly not me. And so there's probably any number of things that I could better do with my 1 hour of time.
Well, I'm going to go and vote because I live in New Hampshire and there are actually voluntarists and anarchists and pure principled libertarians who are going to be on the ballot here. So I'm going to go and vote. And so therefore, I will just have to decide whether or not I want to check a box in the presidential race or not. At this point, I'm leaning towards checking a box for Gary Johnson. But that's, you know, I wouldn't make the trip probably if it was only that one race and that's all. I can't imagine I would spend the time to go and do that.
Right, and I mean, to me, it just seems like libertarians, I guess, you know, maybe some of them call themselves, you know, ANCAPs or whatever, you know, they, number one, just get really wound up about voting, and, you know, they end up, you know, making excuses for this guy, and I think it really waters down, you know, the I don't know how to put it, intellectual spirit of, you know, what I've come to know, you know, libertarians by.
You're right? Saying Gary Johnson has watered that down.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes. It's a distraction conversation. I mean, maybe we need to, you know, focus more on principles instead of, or maybe even move into the free state
process. Brother, I'm with you, man. That's why I moved to New Hampshire, because, you know, I didn't see any real future in the libertarian movement where I was when I was in Florida. I was the one guy on the side of the road with a honk if you hate taxes sign for the most part all day long until, you know, later on, maybe in the evening, somebody else would come out and join me for an hour or two or something like that. But for the most part, you know, there was...
That's the question. Are we going to see another Harry Brown running for the Libertarian Party?
It doesn't seem like it. I highly doubt it.
That would be nice.
I don't think it's going to happen, though.
I mean, get your hopes up.
Yeah, and one more thing, and I'll let you all go. Something very important everybody needs to hear about. Go donate amp.freetalklive.com. Give some value 7 days a week.
Thanks.
You're getting libertarian content, so get out there. You know, give some money.
And I appreciate that. I did not put David up to this, by the way. I don't know. What. Thank you. I really do appreciate it. The AMP program does make a big difference, and thanks for your call tonight, David. The AMP program makes a huge difference for Free Talk Live, and I would also second what David says. Please go to amp.freetalklive.com. It's $5 a month. It's a way for you to get behind the show, for you to help us spread the ideas of liberty, true, principled ideas of liberty and peace, to, you know, hundreds of radio stations around the country. We've got 170 of them plus so far. We could have, you know, 200, 300, 400. That's all possible. Rush, I think, has 600. So, you know, that's like the maximum that you could probably get. But, you know, it's possible. We just, it takes money to make that happen. And you'll get perks, too, if you do it. So go to amp.freetalklive.com. You get perks like access to the AMP Only call-in lines, the AMP Only podcast, as well as the AMP Only Facebook group, which is a lot of fun. So once again, go to amp.freetalklive.com. And you can now do Bitcoin amping again. We had that for a while. It got pulled out from under us because Coinbase yanked all of my accounts. But we're back with Bitcoin amping, and so you do have to do a prepaid amp in order to do Bitcoin. You can't do the monthly amp, so you have to pay for like 3, 6, or 9, or 12 months in advance, up to you. So go ahead and do that, please, over at amp.freetalklive.com. Let's continue with your calls and thoughts. We've got James. He's on the line in Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live via Skype.
Your AMPR program is a way for you to make money off of fanatical listeners.
But actually, it's not making money. It's helping us pay for marketing the show. But go ahead.
Yeah, more power to you. But you can call it what you want. That doesn't make it so.
Well, yeah, I can, actually.
And speaking of a New Age meditation, Cody, and where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And I do believe the same Lord that created you created me and Johnson. Who I am calling in to talk to about, I want to ask something about something he said about me last week, Cody, involving the R-bomb. And it's funny, the reason why the reason why millions of people think drugs should be illegal is because of brain damage. Obviously, drug-addled people like yourself, Cody.
Wait. What is the R-bomb?
Let me ask Johnson, what do you think I'm talking about?
I've heard of the H-bomb. I've heard of the S-bomb
last week, the Johnson. F-bomb. Something very foul, and you took great comfort of.
It must have been what I called them. I must have called them retarded.
That's very funny. You called me racist.
Oh, but you are retarded though.
Logician, that's a good one.
I'm actually going to bring you back on this one. Hold on, James. I'm not sure. We're going to give him a chance here to try to explain what he's talking about here. I'm not sure what you said about him has to do with Cody. I've yet to really make that connection here. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want toll free here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Every now and then you'll hear us play a voicemail on the air. We are getting those from our audio on demand listen line where you can leave a message if you feel so inspired, and it'll go into some of the host's email boxes. The number is 641-793-9660. Now that's really just a side feature of the audio on demand listen line. The main feature is you can listen to Free Talk Live and like a dozen shows from LRN.FM, including Cody's shows off the air live. Cody's show, because I never added Anarchy After Dark because I figured the show was going to implode. So, and it kind of did. So anyway, you can listen to your favorite shows, most of them, from LRN.FM by calling 641-793-9660. And you can also listen to the LRN.FM live feed. But if you feel like you want to leave a message, just hit zero when you're listening, and you'll get a prompt and a beep, and you can leave a message, and we might play it on the air. Do keep in mind there are a few ground rules. One, if it's long, we're probably not even going to listen to it, so try to keep it, you know, 2 minutes or less. If it's, you know, the longer it is, the less likely we'll listen. The longer it is, the less likely it'll get played on the air. So those are some important ground rules. Plus, if you're a regular caller to the show, don't even bother, because this is intended for people who do not regularly call the show to be able to participate in the show. So if you regularly call the show, we already know what you have to say, and we appreciate you calling in. Thank you. And we're going to go back to your calls and thoughts. Again, the number, which is not toll-free for this listen line, you do have to make a long-distance call, but if you've got unlimited long-distance minutes on your calling plan, you're good to go here, and it won't cost you any data. 641-793-9660. We're going back to James Witt. He's on the line in Arizona. Now, James, we were short on time in the last segment, and I want to I wanted to make sure you had a chance to explain where you're coming from here. You referenced Johnson allegedly calling you a racist last week on the show, and then it seemed like you were saying that had something to do with Cody. Can you help me out here?
Unlike Johnson, who has no shame because he's without God, therefore his subjective reality is whatever suits him. He doesn't feel any shame. It's not an allegation that he called me a racist, Ian Freeman, minister.
Well, I don't remember.
He's sitting right in front of him. I'm not surprised about that. But anyway, to link the two together, speaking of retarded, is hearing one dope blame the DuPont family, William Randolph Hearst, or racism on why Congress passed the law criminalizing the use of marijuana.
Why do you think it was?
I think it's illegal because people think it was really bad for it to be sold over the counter in the 30s. Whether I agree with that or not, it doesn't have anything to do with racism. But again, brain damaged drug addicts that overdose on a lot of boob tube sites and read a bunch of stupid conspiracy stuff always think that the reason why laws are such is for the stupidest of reasons.
James, do you think alcohol damages the brain in any way?
Of course it does. It's not good for you, and you've overdosed on that as well. And
I've tried them all.
But I want to get back to Johnson because speaking of jury nullification, Johnson Rice, you don't have any shame in calling me something that I absolutely despise, racist, to my very core. And unlike a fat pudge like you, if a racist were in my midst, I would confront him and tell him to get the H-E double health sticks out of my mouth.
Oh, careful, big boy language.
Yeah, you're right.
Whoa.
But Johnson, I want you to hear back up what you alleged I am, and then let me respond rather than you always getting the first and the last word.
Tell us your feelings about the Middle East, James.
You called me a racist. How dare you, sir? If you ever were to do it to my face.
He asked you a question.
Nullification. No, I asked him to back up an allegation, and then I'll answer his question. It's not a threat. You either apologize for calling me something that's sick and despicable, or back it up and let me respond. And then I'll answer. I'll be happy.
Okay, tell us your feelings about the Middle East.
That's not – you're asking a question instead of backing up why you think
Tell us your feelings about the Middle East.
Tell what you think I think about the Middle East, and then I'll respond.
We've got what you've said.
Oh my God,
just
Cody,
repeat yourself.
I asked him a question.
You're so boring.
Just express your feelings.
You're so boring.
I know I'm boring. I didn't call to agree with you. I know that's what you'd rather talk to somebody about some stupid Matt Taibbi.
No, actually, we like it when people disagree. It's just that you know, you're shouting.
I never call them to agree with.
You're like swallowing the microphone. And look, I think
Johnson's
getting
at. I asked Johnson a question, and he responded with a question. I want him to back up.
I agree with James.
That's
not really fair to do that. But what Johnson's trying to do is get you to express your views about people living in the Middle East.
Again, Johnson's a prejudiced, illogical, shameless.
You can't just answer a question. It's impossible for you.
No.
It's impossible.
Because he won't. I asked him a question. Was he thinking about people in the Middle East?
And you're calling me brain damaged. You're a freaking moron, man.
What does he think I think of people in the Middle East? Johnson? What do you think I think of people in the Middle East?
It doesn't matter. Your thoughts are what matters. You're the racist.
Again, Johnson, you should thank God I'm nowhere near Keene, New Hampshire, because you're not worth my time or
what
money.
What if I thanked Allah?
If I did live in Keene, New Hampshire, a jury would be happy if what I
would
do. What
if I thanked Allah instead?
What are you beating around the bush at, James? Are you saying you would hurt Johnson?
Sounds like it.
With his big ears.
If you call me racist to my face, he would regret it forever, Ian Freeman.
He shoot lasers at me from his Steve Buscemi
eyes. I'd have to agree with James. I don't think he's a racist. I think he hates everybody equally.
Thanks for the call, James. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Let's go to Socrates. He is on the line calling from Nashua, New Hampshire. Socrates, go ahead. You're on the air. Hello.
Sorry, I was distracted.
Uh-oh, you're kind of phasey sounding. I don't know if you're actually talking into a microphone. All right, we're going to have to talk to you here in a little bit. We'll see if we can get a better connection. Our toll-free number allows you to bring up whatever is on your mind at 855-450-FREE. All right. Are you scared, Johnson? James says he's going to do something. He didn't say what. He always beats around the bush about it. I mean, for all we know, he's going to moon you or something like that. It might not actually... You know, might not actually hurt you. Let's go to...
You're like 5 feet tall.
Actually, it's a good question. I didn't... There is a an arrest report out there about James for his DUI.
That explains the insecurities.
It would likely have that information on it. I bet you could pull that up.
You would think that a doctor would have better things to do.
Socrates, are you there?
I am.
Okay, go ahead.
I was going to go back to the conversation of presence that Cody brought up briefly because it's not a ridiculous idea. Presence is actually what the essence of how pickup artists are successful. One of these guys that's kind of made a big following on YouTube is named R.S. Tyler from RSD, Real Social Dynamics.
Yeah, I've heard of him.
The idea of being present is because people are, most of the time, people second guess what they say to people that they just meet. They have a high degree of questioning their own foresight. And being present is the idea of letting things go and being in the moment. And once you're actually in the moment, you actually stop feeling the breath and you can actually enjoy yourself. So, by enjoying yourself, you actually gravitate others to enjoy being around you.
Yeah. Well, I imagine it's about being confident enough in yourself not to have anxiety or second guess anything you're about to say, and really just be yourself and not worry about who you are. Just be yourself. Put out the good vibes, and you'll get the good vibes back. Basically.
Right. If you always mope around about something that you made a mistake in the past, that's going to breed negative energy around you.
Oh yeah.
People like going to be around. Are going to be depressed. You're going to be depressed, and then you're going to be questioning it, and it's going to be a cycle downward. Being present is the first key to getting out of a depression. Just need to put that out there.
Yeah, I mean, I totally agree. You're coming back around to this conversation, and thank you, Socrates. Good call. You're bringing us back around to a conversation we were having in the second hour where Johnson was giving us some details from a study that looked at people and how, you know, susceptible they were to total BS, meaning that they had a computer program generating statements, sort of new age soundy statements, but without actually any thought behind them, and then actual spoken statements from people that, you know, are known authors within the New Age movement, if you want to call it that. And it turns out some people have a tough time discerning the difference between the two of them. Others, like Johnson, would basically find all of it to be BS. Even the statements that you made from, like, Deepak Chopra and other authors, Cody and I were totally with them. We got it. But for you, Johnson, and for the skeptical community out there, that just sounds like a bunch of gobbledygook. And so, anyway, that was one of the things he was commenting on, was the idea of presence, being in the moment, in the now. You were saying that's not profound, but people like us do find that to be profound, and he was just explaining some of the reasons why he would think that. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We can continue the discussion here in moments, and you can also bring up whichever topic you want. Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at PrivateInternetAccess.com. Once again, that's PrivateInternetAccess.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain here, but we've got enough time for you if you want to join us. And you can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. You know, I did tease tonight that we were going to play the anonymous video, which I kind of debated about whether I wanted to do it or not, because it is from anonymous, which means that there's, you know, the computer voice. It's not listening to a real human being. You're listening to a synthesized voice. And I wanted to bring this out because of the long discussion that we had about the Humanity Party here on Free Talk Live. So maybe I'll just go ahead and, I don't know, maybe I should play a little bit of it, and that way we can at the very least talk about it. But we also did tease the, I think, the most hippie places in the United States. You have the list, Cody. There's, I forget who it was that came out with this. Do you recall who it was that has published the list of the most hippie town or city in every state of the United States? Because apparently our very own Keene, New Hampshire, was named as the most hippie town in New Hampshire.
Apparently this comes from Thrillist.
Thrillist.com, I think. So do you want to read what it says about Keene, New Hampshire? I'm just curious, because I haven't actually read it myself. I disagree with the assessment, by the way. I mean, Keene is a lefty town. It is probably one of the more lefty towns in all of New Hampshire. But there is one town that's smaller than Keene that is more hippie. It's sort of renowned as the hippie town, and that's Peterborough.
Yeah.
I'm still interested in hearing what their reasoning is.
Though New Hampshire is the stark opposite of its neighbor Vermont, both in geography and politics, you'll find a bastion of Vermont granolaness in Keene. It's home to two colleges, Keene State College and Antioch University, New England,
right,
and the annual Keene Music Festival. When the hippie music vibe takes over most of the town with the 24,000 people. For years, it was also the home of the Pumpkin Festival, not so much anymore, which set two world records for most simultaneously lit jack-o'-lanterns.
And that's supposed to be hippie?
I don't know. And for a city its size, it boasts a surprisingly large number of vegan and vegetarian restaurants.
Okay.
That's all they got.
I guess for a city its size, right? So per capita, okay, fine. There's, a couple of vegan/vegetarian places here?
I haven't been
here. You haven't lived here long enough. There is a vegetarian food truck that takes Bitcoin, which is pretty cool.
Nice.
And I don't know, man. Johnson, you've lived here for a few years. Do you think that there's something to the claim that Keene is the most hippie town in New Hampshire?
Maybe something, but I don't think that it's necessarily. I don't know. I don't know that I can agree with that statement.
I think there's actually
a more hippie town that comes to mind.
Peterborough.
Really?
There are actually hippies who've moved into Peterborough, as I understand it, because that's where hippies move to. Like, that's the place where the hippies actually live. There may be some hippies in Keene. I mean, I'm not discounting that it is a kind of a lefty area of the state. But I don't know. The fact that there's a music festival here doesn't really scream hippie to me.
There was a weekly drum circle on Sundays in Hudson, New Hampshire.
Yeah, they don't have a drum circle here that I know of.
Well, I guess we better start that, huh?
I mean, there's the anti-war protest that goes on, but that's mostly elderly folks. I mean, I guess hippies are getting pretty old, but anyway, there's guys out there in their 80s from, like, World War II or whenever it was. So, I don't know if I agree with it. But nonetheless,
idea just because, you know, we're that close to Vermont and it's kind of Vermont-y around here.
Well, I mean, it is the biggest city closest to Vermont, I guess maybe besides Lebanon, which is also pretty close to Vermont. But to give the Pumpkin Festival as another example, I mean, the thing they didn't tell you, they mentioned the Pumpkin Festival wasn't there anymore, but they didn't explain to you that it's because of riots. So,
not very hippie. No, not very hippie.
So, yeah, I'm going to call that one into question here.
Pumpkin Fest didn't have any fish playing and, you know, yeah, dude, I'm so high. Let's listen to jam bands where they play a 20-minute long song. It's all the same thing. We're just trying to figure out what the drummer's doing.
Right, and the music festival's a diverse festival. They have a bunch of different types of music there. Everything from metal to, you know, rap to rock and roll or whatever. Ska, you know, there's all kinds of music that'll play.
Sounds like a lot of stuff hippies wouldn't enjoy.
In fact, I think Music Fest should be coming up here pretty soon here in Keene. So, anyway, let's get back into this story about Anonymous. Now, Johnson, you had not heard of the Humanity Party before tonight.
Correct.
I did suggest that you check out their website to learn a little bit more about it. And
I checked it out, and I was like, it was pretty gobbledygook.
So it's ridiculous. Yeah. It's basically a political movement where one guy wearing a Anonymous or a V mask or, you know, who's the guy from V for Vendetta?
Guy Fawkes
mask. And wearing all white.
Instead of black.
Instead of black, which is very weird. He's got this symbol on him that looks a lot like the Masonic symbol. It is not an anarchy symbol. It's, you know, you could argue it has the A in it, but it's, again, it doesn't look like
that. Not even a V for Vendetta.
V in it, too. It's like an A and a V sort of mixed together. And the guy in the white outfit spends a lengthy video rambling on about his plan and how he's the official voice of Anonymous. And that when I heard somebody say,
right? He had a copyright or something.
I bet he did. Yeah. I don't remember that specifically, but when I heard the dude say he was the voice of Anonymous, that he was the official voice of Anonymous.
According to him.
Right.
Self-proclaimed.
That was all I needed to know this guy is not part of Anonymous.
Yep.
Because he doesn't understand what Anonymous actually is. He knows what the mask looks like. He knows what V for Vendetta looked like because he managed to kind of ape the background from V for Vendetta. He's in the same kind of same setup of a shot, basically, is from V
for
Vendetta.
All we can really say is he was decently good with video editing tools.
The video looked great. It was very, very high quality. Obviously, he spent a little bit of money producing it. But he didn't disguise his voice, really. Mm-hmm. Now, there was maybe a little bit of vocal disguising going on, but for the most part, it wasn't really disguised. And it wasn't long between between then and when the folks from Anonymous, the real Anonymous, started to out this guy. And his real name is Christopher Nemelka. And he is obviously not part of Anonymous. Christopher Mark Nemelka. And so there's a 16-minute video, which is really only about 7 minutes long, about Christopher Nemelka here. I'm going to play just an excerpt of it, an excerpt from it for you here.
Greetings, citizens of the United States and from all over our world. We are Anonymous. It has come to our attention that some of you have watched a video claiming to be from Anonymous. The video in question refers to a man claiming to be the real voice of Anonymous and claims to be the only true representative of the collective. This video goes on to discredit any Anonymous video not attributed to the Humanity Party. This group of so-called Anons promote the group as being the true voice of the people. Actually, the video represents a small group of brainwashed cult followers who are tied to a man by the name of Christopher Mark Nebilka. This con man, and all whom represent him are not of Anonymous, and do not represent the Anonymous Collective. We of Anonymous denounce the Humanity Party and everything it stands for. We denounce this man's attempt to hijack the Anonymous icon to promote his own form of twisted religious doctrine onto the rest of the world as a form of real truth. Having said that, let us introduce you to the man behind the mask, and expose the fraud who is Christopher Mark Nebilka. Christopher Mark Nebilka, born December 2nd.
By the way, they're showing on the screen three of his IDs, Idaho, Utah, and Minnesota. These guys have been doing some pretty serious digging on this guy. You don't get out there and claim to be anonymous and expect they're not going to target you. I love this video, and I'll share it on our Facebook and Twitter so you can see the full thing.
1961. Grew up in the state of Utah where he graduated high school from West High School, SLC, Utah in 1980. Nebilka goes on to enter the Missionary Training Center in Bravo, Utah. He goes on a two-year Spanish-speaking mission to Buenos Aires, Argentina. Just 16 months into his mission, Nebilka loses sight of his objective and becomes involved with an underage girl. Nebilka seduced the 15-year-old girl with promises of a better life for the both of them back in the United States. Nebilka ended up fathering a child with the teenage girl, and after only a few short months of parenthood, abandoned both of them after returning to the United States. Here is a quote from his own 2002 autobiography. A few years after my mission...
I'll read the quote just because it's so stilted here. A few years after my mission, rumors began to fly within my family I had committed a grave sin as a missionary, and even that I had fathered a child while in Argentina. Like most of the rumors that have been perpetuated against me by unscrupulous individuals that never take the time to ask me or investigate the truth, this rumor was completely false. I did nothing more than kiss and hold that young girl. The thing that I did that was the most damaging while on my mission was to make that poor young Argentinian fall in love with me, promise her I would bring her to the United States, and then reject her when I was back home.
To make that poor young Argentinian.
So I don't have time to play this whole thing, but it gets worse from here. Turns out the guy has founded, you know, a cult basically, and he had the Humanity Party, the entire website, all the stuff that you might have, if you've looked into it, it was named something else before this. So he's already tried this pitch before, and now he's sort of repackaged it as Anonymous. Of course, now Anonymous is not so happy about it. So they're targeting this guy, and they're going to take his websites down. They're going to take out his social media profiles, and we'll continue to update you as that situation develops. See you tomorrow online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com. DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done. Get a great deal and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at PrivateInternetAccess.com. Once again, that's PrivateInternetAccess.com.